next guest here on the program is a member of Congress from the state of Indiana. She didn't start here, though. She started in a Soviet bloc country. Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, a member of the House Judiciary Committee that held the hearing yesterday with Robert Hur, she compared the FBI and the Department of Justice as they are currently operating to the KGB she grew up under and fled in the Eastern Soviet bloc during the hearing yesterday. She joins me now. Congresswoman, thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I saw some of your comments yesterday. Like usual, you don't mince words very often. You have no love for socialism. You have no love for any of this. And you have no love for the KGB or the way that these American intelligence agencies are behaving. What do you have to say about it?
Well, it's really sad for me to see and really hypocritical when people on the other side, they promote a true tyranny. Truly, of Department of Justice and police state, you know, they actually start questioning us and really telling lies in front of us. It's a sad reality where, you know, our republic that's supposed was created for equality of rights for only reason that we don't have these elites and, you know, they have a different standard of justice, that we do not have a police state in centralized government. That is the only reason. That is the only difference between us. Now becomes centralized, tyrannical, with really two-tier justice system. If you're close to government or you're part of government, you can get away. Or if you're part of really of the agenda and establishment they want, you can get away with anything.
Let me ask you this.
Are a normal American, you can be in jail for nothing.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Victoria. You heard the testimony from Robert Hur. You've seen the report, and you know what it says, that Joe Biden is not competent, but that he did commit the crimes, that he lied to the special counsel, that he tried to destroy evidence, that he shared confidential documents with a guy writing a book for him, and he was making $8 million out of that deal. Are you disappointed or angered that Joe Biden is not facing charges the same way the former president, Donald Trump, is?
No, of course. Look at that. I mean, he's like, you know, he's willfully, if you look at the report, he willfully retains classified information. It's looked like he doesn't know. He actually has a reason. You know, there's all elements of crime. He has a reason why he's doing that. So, you know, he wants to make $8 million, very consistent with how Biden family has been enriching themselves being in government. You know, he wants to make $8 million. You know, writing a book, and then share this information with this ghostwriter, and no one even pressed any charges for him, you know, for destruction of evidence. That sounds very familiar. We've heard it from Hillary Clinton's situation. Isn't it? Like, seems very strange. But they will make up stuff against, you know, President Trump. They will try to make fake allegations that the whole justice system tried to interfere in his election to take him down. I mean, if it's not a police state of tyrannical government and KGB, that's what done for your opponents. Look at all of the cases open now. So what and then else? What else is that? I mean, it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And I don't know how we turn it around. I want to ask you about something else, because you come from Ukraine. You're the first Ukrainian-American member of Congress. The war now there in its third year. Here, I am not a supporter of sending endless amounts of money, American money, to Ukraine. I don't think that it makes sense for us. You have a different perspective, potentially, from being from that part of the world. Do share.
Well, listen, I am also not the one who supported, you know, sending endless amount of money. I don't believe in, you know, the never-ending war. And unfortunately, this president failed, and he did not deter further aggression, which started under President Obama and Vice President Biden. And then, you know, when Trump got in office, he told him, under my watch, and he had peace and strength, and Putin didn't move. And now he utilized weaknesses of the system. He didn't act decisively. He did nothing before the war. And now it cost us a lot of money and cost a lot of lives. And now we have China, Russia, and Iran teaming up to destabilize and causes a lot of headaches. So I don't think, you know, we can win this war that is really after us right now with this president. But I think we always have to have strategy and decisive actions, because
I don't,
you know,
think
it's all accountability.
Yeah, I don't think Ukraine was ever going to be able to win this war. Look, the Russian machine, as old and rusty as it is going to grind Ukraine, the parts that it wants, into powder. It may take 3 years or 4 years. It doesn't matter how much American money we send over there. And here's the last thing. I do not believe, and you tell me if I'm on the right track or wrong, I do not believe that Russia's next move is to roll into Poland or any other NATO country. They can barely beat Ukraine. I don't think they're going to take on all of NATO. What do you believe?
Listen, I was probably the first one who demanded accountability and strategy. I mean, Russia is not as powerful as we think, very harmful for everywhere, for us and everyone else, and really for our national interests. It's unfortunately where they are. They will do as much as they can. It's run by KGB and bandits, you know, so we have to stop and deter them so they don't go further. I mean, Ukraine gave up nuclear weapons. Now it causes a lot of problems with nuclear proliferation. But I think, you know, the way what we're doing, it's really not deterrence to very tyrannical and very bandit country. So we need to really put Russia in its place because it gives us a lot of headaches, what's happening in the Middle East and everywhere. They buy, you know, a lot of cheap weapons, sponsor terrorist groups and causing a lot of problems. So we need to deal with them. And, you know, and Russia will get in its place. But I don't think we've been taking them as seriously. You know, they said, we're on offense. You guys can spend. If you remember his message a few years ago, he said, you spend as much as you can on defense. I'm on offense. And they are on defense. And we need to really put them in defense and stop harassing and killing so many people.
Victoria Sparks, member of Congress from Indiana. Remarkable to have you here. I look forward to talking to you again because your perspective is priceless because of where you come from and your history. You know more than most of the people in the Congress about these things that matter so much going forward. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. There's a voice, there's a perspective you're not going to get every day. Victoria Sparks, Republican of Indiana. No, we shouldn't be sending endless money to Ukraine. That's where she's from. Pay attention. Please. Take a break and have sports after the break. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.